The debate is set up so that each candidate will answer the same question, and then the reporter who asks the question will ask a follow-up, and we will then open it up for a free-form discussion period on that subject between the two candidates, which will last between 3 and 5 minutes. And during that free-form discussion period, the candidates are free to refute each other's remarks, to respond to what the other candidates say, and also to question each other directly. So I think most of the interesting action is going to take place during those free-form discussion periods when the candidates are actually speaking directly to one another.
You and I have both covered this campaign in some respect, and we know that it's on the radar screen nationally, that a lot of people look at this race and say, Russ Feingold faces a tough bid for re-election. We also know that some of the issues at play, not only here in Wisconsin, but around the country, jobs, for example, and especially I know Ron Johnson has made this one of the top themes in his campaign, is this idea of government spending, how to do away with it, and his comments on the federal stimulus that passed last year. Do you expect those kinds of issues to come up in the questions? I know you're not able to release specifics about the questions, but generally, what kind of policy areas are you going to cover?
I think without revealing the specifics of the questions, it's fair to say that we will be talking about the economy, about jobs, about the national debt, about health care reform, and about foreign policy.